This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Eagle County voters are being asked to extend a property tax that funds the county's open spaces and land conservation. After a similar ballot measure failed in 2016, the county is returning its focus to the open space program's original mission. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy reports on environmental issues and is here to discuss details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Zoe.
What does ballot question 1A ask, and how is this different from the failed measure in 2016?
This measure is a straight reauthorization question. The county's open space program is now funded through 2025, and this would ensure the same tax would continue until 2040. That's a little different than 2016. In that question, 20% of the open space fund would have been used to complete the Eagle Valley Trail, a trail from the top of Vail Pass to Glenwood Canyon. This time, the county is not venturing into trails as part of the open space program. It's strictly about acquiring or helping to protect land.
Eagle County is a relatively small portion of the Roaring Fork Valley. What has the county worked on here?
Well, Bob Schultz, who's Roaring Fork's representative on the Open Space Advisory Committee, tells me the county has contributed $9 million to conservation efforts in the Mid-Valley, and that's helped to protect 1,600 acres. That includes conservation easements as well as contributions to properties like Glacier Open Space, which is a popular spot for hikers, equestrians, and mountain bikers, as well as several properties in the Emma area that give river access and have agricultural leases. But certainly most of the conservation efforts happen in the Eagle Valley on the other side of the mountains. Schultz points out that this is still beneficial for some of our local wildlife because they don't know where the county boundaries run, and it can still provide important habitat connectivity.
What are you hearing about support and opposition to this ballot question?
Well, the county actually set out to measure that before they decided to put the question to voters. The surveys that went out in the late summer showed a lot of support for this program. About 80% of people who responded were in favor of continued funding for Eagle County Open Space. But Schultz isn't totally relying on that. He says elections are what actually matter.
The biggest concern for those of us who are advocating for it is just that it gets lost on a very full ballot.
Certainly voter fatigue is not a new concern and not one limited to this election, but it is a concern that I've heard several times this election season.
And what will happen if this ballot measure doesn't pass?
Well, nothing right away. The current tax is good through 2025. Schultz says they're asking for the extension now so they can work on long-range planning, since land acquisitions and conservation easements take time. So it would likely impact the way the county is able to work on long-term projects, but they'd still have 6 or 7 years to figure out if this is a tax and a program that Eagle County voters value.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy breaking down details about Eagle County ballot issue 1A, which would extend the open space mill levy. This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.